الله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: كان ابن لأبي طلحة رضي الله تعالى عنه يشتكي، فخرج أبو طلحة فقبض الصبي، فلما رجع أبو طلحة قال: ما فعل ابني؟ قال أم سلمة وهي أم الصبي: هو أسكن ما كان. فقربت إليه العشاء فتعشى، ثم أصاب منها، فلما فرغ قالت: وار الصبي. فلما أصبح أبو طلحة أتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبره، فقال: أعرستم الليلة؟ قال: نعم. قال: اللهم بارك لهما، فولدت غلاما. فقال لي أبو طلحة: احمله حتى تأتي به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعث معه بتمرات، فقال: أمعه شيء؟ قال: نعم، تمرات. فأخذ عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فمضغها، ثم أخذها من فيه فجعلها في السبي، ثم حنكه وسماه عبد الله. متفق عليه. From this hadith we learn a great lesson from the men and women of Iman. And this, where did they get this? From the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this we learn that if we want to build our Iman, we have to sit in the company of people of Iman, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then whatever conditions come upon a person will not be agitated, a person will not lose his senses, but he will handle the matter in such a beautiful way that we cannot imagine. Here we see such a beautiful incident, and who should be our role models? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the awliya Allah, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates this beautiful hadith in which is mentioned there was a Sahabi by the name of Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had a son, and that small baby became sick. He had to leave his house for some work. When he went for some work, and during that course he was out of the house, the health of the child deteriorated, the child became so sick that the child passed away. When Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala returned, the child passed away. He asked his wife that, how is my son? Obviously, he's worried. The son was sick. But look at the courage of the mother. A mother has got more pain for the child than the father. But look at the courage, because of the iman they got from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said to Abu Talha, she didn't make him worried and say, now the child passed away, got excited, etc. Immediately she said, she was the mother. She said, he is in a much more calmer condition than what he was before. Before you left, now he is in a much more calmer condition. He is very peaceful now. And then she presented the meal for him. It was time for supper. She presented the supper for him. They had supper. Then they went to bed together also. They had the sexual relations together. And then she told him that, now go and wrap up the child. In other words, now only she made him realize that the child has passed away. He was surprised, but he also was not agitated. In the morning, when the time of Fajr came, he went to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what has happened. That, how did my wife deal with this situation? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, did you all sleep together? You all had relations? He said, yes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for them. That, oh Allah, bless them in this relation of theirs. And what was the result of that? Allah granted them another son. And when that other son was born, he told his wife to take the child to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The child was taken, she took the child to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, did you bring something with? In other words, to take a child to a pious person, so that he can chew some khajur and put some dates in the mouth of the child, and the blessing of that for the child will also become pious. So she took the dates with, and she said, yes, I've got some dates. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it, put it in his Mubarak mouth and chewed it a bit and took it out. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put a piece in the child, in the mouth of the child, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam named this child Abdullah. And it is mentioned, another Sahabi, an Ansari Sahabi says, that I saw the blessings of this child here, that Allah blessed this child with 9 children, and they all were the Hafiz of Qur'an-i-Kareem.